report is our progress report. This is in a new format since we have altered the model of how internal meetings are being done. I would like some feedback from you if actually it's not giving you the correct information that should be due. What we need to communicate is the work webinar plan to deliver the annual budget plan, and at present we are progressing to make some amendments. We've not altered on the annual 2020 plan to the beginning of the year. We have not included any children's or adults, so now our small bits that have been added are contained within here to cover those areas for relevant discussions with the directors for those areas. We've also increased the plan to include for the follow-up of any area. To be honest, I think we're going to cover most of last year's. There's only a couple of areas that we're not covering where there is medium and higher risks associated. So those will be coming back to you, and we already have a schedule where we've done a couple. It's possibly all that I wanted to raise with you. There is nothing of significant concern, but this report should give you a little bit of a summary of the areas that we've completed and the overall outcomes in those areas. So I'm happy to take any questions that you may have on all of those elements.
Is there any questions from the members at all? Just a couple of things. I notice on some of them it's got reasonable assurance, agreed actions are scheduled to be implemented by 31st of March, and other ones as well. Are they picked up somewhere else in your other schedule so that we know they've been done or what? And also some, I've got no dates at all.
And if, in relation to the dates, basically any orders that we undertake in 1920 will not be followed up until the following year, in which case we will do a schedule of audits then. The only areas that we will follow up within the year will be areas of critical risk. So you'll notice that all of the follow-ups that are now scheduled into 1920 actually relate to work that we undertook in 1920.
Okay. The other thing is on D11, you've got follow-up audits in period, and they've got in progress. It'd be nice to know when you expect to deliver them.
Can you draw my attention to which one?
Yeah,
D11.
Oh. It's actually page 11 in your report. You stop follow-up audits in period. I thought you'd know that.
So this is the contract management follow-up.
Yeah.
On this one, I think it's understood that the council has had weaknesses in its contract management operations for some time. Mm-hmm. There's now been a successful recruitment to the contract management team. And they've got a full-time contracts officer who is working his way through the actions and other enhancements to have a council management contracts. So if you look at the three actions which are followed up, the first one, you've got a contract management database, and there were lots and lots of discrepancies, difficulty of data in the contracts database was quite poor. And all of those have now been addressed. So duplicate contracts have been removed. There were a number of them where we're obviously identified as a key contract left the authority. That's all been updated, and all the expired contracts have now been removed. So we're a clean database of all contracts, over 25,000 in total value, which the contract which the council has. The second action, which is implementation, which is about to see in progress. When we initially looked at this, the actions were very, very high level. Simplistically, enhanced contract management. So that has now broken down into a series of granular actions, has got assigned ownership, due dates, and that is being managed by primarily by the contract management officer, so the QMT leader, over revised contract management framework, which is now being completed, and the time to follow up is pending sign off by CMT. So I think that's the main issue which is left to address.
But this, for me, when something's set in progress and no end date on it.
Completely understand.
Chair, the end date is the revised action date, which is at the top, which is March 2020. So anything that is in progress, we will ask for a new implementation date, and if it's a reasonable implementation date due to the activities that need to be undertaken, that is what we will go with and we will include. We won't bring you another update in relation to this, because what basically happens is we undertake an audit. If there is medium or high risk, we will undertake a follow-up the following year. The whole activity goes back into the melting pot to be assessed as to whether there is any other intelligence which we're going to put back on the table for any future years. So if you have any particular areas moving forward where something is in progress and you do want a subsequent update, you would need to lay that with us, because I only take the resources to the high risk, and if we can see traction in a particular area, that is what we're looking for. And if on severity, we won't necessarily come back and look at it again.
Okay.
Just to finish, the final action, which is in progress, the existing contract. Contract manager officer is now going around meeting with all key contacts for each of the individual contracts, going through the performance metrics, finding the contract, highlighting where they need to be enhanced, and then making sure that there's robust oversight, so the performance reports being produced for a contractor and meetings being held, and you can see he's just gives you the work which is ongoing to locate the signed contracts, which couldn't be the case at the time of the original review. But I think it's about a third of the way through meeting the contracts.
So you'll review this at some stage and bring it back?
These actions should be completed by March 2020, but as Chief Executive just outlined, we wouldn't normally go back and check the next.
And my motivation behind that is it's not necessarily always helpful to keep doing a follow-up on a very small area. We need to find time to actually step back and say, well, hold on a minute, what's the risk across it? What's associated? Do we want to go back and do we want to do another formal review? So we're hoping consistently, but as I said, if it is a significant risk and then not closing it down, then we will be duty bound to keep on telling it to get closed.
I'm happy with that, because I know you'll do it. If there's no other comments, then this report is just to be noted. That's all, is it? Have I got that right?
Yep.
Mind up in the right one?
Yes.
Yes. So we still need a proposal and a second. Poser, please. Who's going to volunteer? John.
I've lost the rubbish bit we're
doing. Oh, this is paper D.
Paper D.
You're not lost now, you've seconded it. Okay.